Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question of the day. What are things that are incredibly overhyped? Since the Yankees were once again eliminated from the playoffs last night, despite spending so much money and being the Yankees and being overhyped, what are things that have so much hype to them, but the results don't match? Let us know on the text line, 713-572-4610, or on YouTube and Twitch. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie. B. Scott's alongside in for Lopez. Brandon, I'll let you kick it off. I'm sure it's a long list, but what are some things for you that feel very overhyped?
I do have a pretty lengthy list, but I'm going to start here, especially given the timing of it all. Got OU Texas coming up. I'm gonna go with the state fair.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay. I thought you was about to say UT.
Yeah, you thought I was going to say, no, I'm not going to do that. You know, I've been rooting for the Longhorns for the majority of my life, and they are overrated. I've actually already done that segment in my head. That might be one for another day, but certainly Arch Manning, the formerly number one overall Texas team that I thought was only ranked that high. Look, you got me going off on it already. That was only ranked that high because of the age of the algorithm, and Manning makes good for a headline. Texas makes good for a good headline. Number one makes good for a good headline. All of that. But I digress. The state fair. I just feel like, man, if you like going to the fair is fun. The fair is cool. I'm not saying that the fair itself is overhyped. I'm saying the big fair, the granddaddy of them all fairs. I don't need the fair to be that damn big, and I certainly don't need to drive all the way to Dallas to go to the fair.
Is it must go to? Because I've never been, and everybody keep telling me that I got to go. And there's a lot of people from Dallas,
man,
that's like, you got to go.
You ain't got to do nothing but stay black and die. Look, you can go to a fair, and I guarantee you, like, if you just go to the fair with some of your friends, some people that you want to kick it with, and y'all do some of the fair things, get you some funnel cakes and all of that kind of stuff, you'll have just as good of a time at the smaller fair, whether that's Fort Bend County, Walker County, whatever county it is that you're closest to that ain't necessarily down. Now, if you're in Dallas, that's a little different, but making a road trip out of driving to the state fair, I've done it, and let me tell you, it's overhyped.
I did it last year. I'm with you, though, on I think that's true for really all things. Of like, the bigger one is usually not as good as if you find a smaller event that's the same, because it's not going to be as overpriced. It's not going to be as crowded. It's why I said my answer would be like Disney World. I lived in Central Florida for 4 years, and people always thought, similar to the state fair, like, we got to go to Disney World. I think it's brutal. It's so expensive. It's hot because it's Florida. You're waiting in line the whole time. I don't see the joy, especially these adults that go without, like, it's for kids. I don't get the adults that go to Disney World on their own for their own trip. For kids, I could see the amusement. You get to meet the characters. For adults, I just think you're kind of a weirdo, to be honest. But on the text line, somebody agreed and said, just went to Disney World and Universal. As a Star Wars and Harry Potter fan and still found the whole thing overpriced and underdelivered, I think Universal's much better. I think Universal's underhyped. That's the amusement park to go to. Disney World is a waste of time. So I, to your point, similar vein, I think anything that gets too big, you might as well just find like that smaller water park like we were talking about earlier, and that's more enjoyable. Yeah.
How do you feel about the state fair versus the rodeo here in Houston? Is it kind of similar a little bit, or Do you feel like the rodeo is got a different touch to it?
Yeah, so that's interesting because people go to the rodeo for different reasons. And yeah. I would say it's not like I drive out of town to go to the rodeo. So yeah I like the rodeo because
it's here.
Well, I grew up 8 miles away from the stadium, right? So like it's real easy to get to, it's a part of the culture. But I'll be damned if I tell somebody from Dallas or from San Antonio or from Austin that they just gotta go to the rodeo. Yeah, it's a good time, but I would not overhype it. I would say, hey, if you're looking for a good time and you're willing to make the drive, go ahead and do it. But it ain't this must-see thing that you gotta do 100%.
Yeah, see, I kind of look at it different because obviously I didn't grow up here. And when I came here in 2016, I came here in 2016. I went to the first rodeo in 2017. And I'd never seen anything like that because we never had anything like that in Cleveland. You'll right. have like a little state fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that was, to me, that was times 20. Yeah. Where it was just so much where I tell my people from Cleveland, like, hey, you got to go to this because you never seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of with you, though, man. And to me, I like the rodeo because I don't really go to state fairs like that.
Yeah.
Or it's not a carnival around the corner where I could get funnel cake.
Yeah.
So this is my only time to get the funnel cake, get turkey leg or whatever I want to get.
And the rodeo does obviously a good job of bringing rodeo and concert together. Like, you can go to a concert, and me being from around here, I can go to rodeo. Like, I've seen people rodeoing in places that ain't the rodeo, right? Like, I know real life cowboys like that. But this brings it all together. That part of it is unique, I think.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. So I got one. This is not necessarily a place or anything like that. So I told y'all a couple days ago for my birthday, I went to a place. And went to a steakhouse and all that stuff. And it was good. I enjoyed it. But I got a confession. I guess this is a mini confession, too. I feel like a good steakhouse is kind of overhyped a little bit, man.
I'm with you.
Because I had some of the best steaks from Longhorn Steakhouse, man.
Yeah.
And I had some of the best at a high-end steakhouse. And it's just like, man, it's good, too. But the price ain't matching it. I'd rather go to Longhorn, man.
Yeah, they got you paying for steakhouse vibes or high end steakhouse vibes and ambiance as opposed to just the steak itself.
Yeah, 100%. Like it's still a good steak. Hell, I went to steak night last night. Yeah. I went to the Cobos.
Yeah.
Last night I just pulled up on a last minute type of trip. That steak was good as hell, man. Yeah. It was like $30.
Yeah.
And it came with the size. Everything was a la carte.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, like, I'm not judging anybody to go to these high-end steakhouses. If you got it, you got it. But I never left a high-end steakhouse and said, man, I never had a steak like that before.
Yeah, I agree. It's like the shack that is waterfront property, so it's so expensive, right? Because you're just paying to be on the water. And it's similar. I think you're buying the sizzle more than the steak or whatever that expression is at a lot of those. Yeah, I'm fine with the Texas Roadhouse is good for me. Give me those rolls and the butter and the steak there, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, like, I'm telling you, Longhorn, man, you get a nice little porterhouse. You get a char grill
yeah.
with the four pepper blend and all that stuff. Man, it's a damn good steak, man.
Hey, I'm not going no higher end than Saltgrass. That's as gay. That's as fancy as that. And that's pretty damn fancy.
That's real fancy.
Every time I go into Saltgrass, I feel a little fresh.
Yeah.
But that's as good as this. I'm not going to one of these big timers.
Steak 48 and all that stuff, man.
Yeah. I ain't got to do that.
This must be a Yankee fan. They said, overhyped is the Astros 2 World Series compared to the Yankees 27 or the Yankees 6 compared to the Astros 2 since 1963. We can all pick windows. How about the last 25 years? You know, how have things gone? So, I mean, come on.
I mean, what is he doing? He just did a number. Congratulations that the Yankees have been winning World Series.
I'm glad you enjoyed the 1920s.
Yeah.
Hey, my man turned this Yankees cap to the back.
He did.
Like, man, let me tell them something.
Took his toothpick out of his mouth and everything. Said, hold on, let me tell you about this Yankees history here. Like, oh, yeah, great.
You know, we had Babe Ruth.
Congratulations on doing math.
Yeah. By the way, last 16 years, the Yankees have spent $4 billion to win zero World Series. So congratulations on another early exit last night.
Yeah. And they're doing the same thing the Astros doing right now. sitting on their hands.
Yeah. We all sitting together now.
Just chilling.
Yep.
That's right. More texts rolling in on things that are overhyped. People said airlines, like picking a specific airline, you could pay triple the price for an airline and still experience bad service wherever you fly. I think it's mostly fair.
Yeah, it's mostly fair, but some airlines are better than others.
Yeah.
Which I did not know until recently because I only flew Southwest my whole life.
Oh, really?
So I didn't know what I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, whether it was bad, good, or indifferent. I just, this was the flying experience.
The thing is, when you fly in a regular, you know, Southwest or Frontier, something like that, and then you go up to like a JetBlue or whatever.
Yeah.
And then try to go back to Southwest. It's just like, man, this ain't the same, man. They give you TVs with a little headset and all that stuff.
That part's true. I think overall, though, in recent years, it's really changed. All the airlines kind of stink. They're all screwing you. You know, there was a time where I thought there was a bunch of bigger difference between the airlines. But the last, like, 3 years, I've had bad experiences with all of them.
Man, whichever airline the station sent me on to go to Astro Spring Training in 2020, man, I was watching Hulu. I was like, I kid you not, it was the strength of that trip, that flight, that had me buy Hulu when I got home.
Nice.
I got Hulu after
that.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
They sold you on it.
Yeah. But not on purpose. They were just trying to give me a good experience. You know, a good flying experience. But I'm like, man, I'm sitting up here on the plane watching Hulu, watching this Einstein documentary or TV show that they had or whatever it was. Yeah, I'm with it.
More text coming in. Road trips are overhyped. Getting there is fun, but then you always have to drive back, and that's miserable.
That's tough, man.
Terrible, terrible.
That's tough, especially if you're doing a road trip to like a game or something like that. Some people might do a road trip to Ole Miss to try to watch the team, and if they get their ass whooped, now you got a long-ass drive back.
Hey. Figgy hit me up when we went to the Super Bowl, Luke, asking if I was going to take the trip with them, like seeing where I was going to ride on the trip. And I was like, hey, man, I ain't had a heart to really tell Figgy, but I was like, man, I don't drive past 3 hours. I will be flying to New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
On my own. Yeah, because it was worth it to me. I'm not riding.
I ain't going to lie. When you said that, I'm like, man, like, it's an easy drive. But I thought about, I'm like, but you taking like a 45-minute plane ride.
I was there.
That's easy peasy.
Yeah, but you got to get there like an hour and a half early or whatever, however early you get to an airport.
It was so easy.
You sit on the plane. You get off the plane. It's kind of almost the same.
It took like an hour and a half total.
Really?
Between getting to the, maybe two if you count the drive to the airport.
Dang.
But yeah, maybe 2 hours versus the five sitting in the car.
That's fair. You sold me.
Yeah, nah.
Not bad.
I'm good on that. If it's past 3 hours, I ain't doing it.
More texts on what's overhyped. Black Friday. I agree with you. Someone said the Texans, more hype than in reality. Ouch. Someone said whatever your friend's current binge watch is. Sometimes. The Bahamas is overhyped. It's expensive for no reason. NFL games, overhyped. The total solar eclipse last year. Fast food restaurants are overhyped. The first time slapping skin is overhyped. And then I wanted to get your thought on this one before we have to hit the break. Champ Slice says Whataburger. And I've heard people say in recent years that Whataburger is not the same.
Damn,
anymore.
Champ. Are you from L.A.?
Yeah, no. It has downgraded over the years.
Overhyped?
I think it was properly hyped before. And over time, it seems like it's lost a little bit of its luster to where it might be a little overhyped.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell people from out of town, you got to go to Whataburger.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. If they want to try it, then I'm fine with it. But I wouldn't tell people, hey, first thing you got to do, you got to go to Whataburger.
It used to be special, and now it's just another burger place.
Okay.
That's the way I view it now.
Is the show Succession a little bit overhyped? I felt like it was a little bit overhyped to me, man.
It took a while for me to get into. Like, it starts off with a bang, then it gets slow, then it picks up.
So it's a cool show.
You got to stick with it.
It's a little overhyped to me, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I tell people, you got to watch this.
Yeah, I mean, a drama about trust fund babies fighting over the empire, I feel like can only do but so much for so many people. But I thought it was a pretty good show.
Yeah, I think we could go. I think there's a lot of shows. I would say they're very popular, but I thought we're a little overhyped. And the last one I'll mention, because I sort of agree these days, concerts are overhyped. I'm kind of getting there.
I still like me a good concert.
I love them.
I have a good time. And I pay a lot of money to go these days.
Yeah,
too,
that's
now.
The problem.
Yeah.
That's where I think they're becoming overhyped sometimes.
Yeah.
The concerts I've been going to lately have become a little shorter. Prices are going up, though.
Yeah.
Anyways, keep sending those in. What's overhyped? It's the question of the day today. When we come back, it's time to go around the NFL. We'll do it next in The Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.